Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Me, Adam Hunter. I got Greg Romero Wilson with me. It's going to be a great show. We should have Hector Lombard tuning in pretty soon. It's going to be awesome. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, marijuana is legal in California. Get it delivered right to you. Do not leave your house. It's a pandemic. They will get it right to you. They got edibles, marijuana, CBD, sex lube, whatever you need, they got you. Go to speedweed.com. Follow them at Speedweed. Greg Romero Wilson, how are you holding up during these crazy times?
You know what's weird? Okay, I don't know if this is psychosomatic. I haven't really had trouble sleeping. I've been sleeping pretty good, although I have had some crazy quarantine dreams. Have you been experiencing crazy dreams?
Crazy dreams, and not to mention, like, you know, before I go to bed, I'll check my phone, and then you start looking at these videos of, like, police beating up protesters, and then you look at, like, Antifa blowing things up, and then the conspiracy theories, and is it socialism, and who is Antifa, and before you know it, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm an expert on everything, as well as nothing, and I can't sleep, so it's just, it's a crazy
It is dangerous with that. You got to kind of like disconnect from it mentally for a little while before you go to bed. Because I think everyone does that. We're so used to checking our phones last thing, and it's so easy to go down the hole so fast. You're just like, before you know it, you've been sitting there for an hour and now you're paranoid out of your mind. The worst is when I read about like COVID stories and stuff, because then I go to sleep and I'm like, is my throat sore? Is my throat sore? Do I have I feel like a cough? Like, it totally gets in my head. This, if I read about that stuff before I go to sleep. So I totally get it, man. And the stuff you send me, this guy, for those of you guys watching, fucking the weirdest stuff is the stuff that Adam actually sends to me. Like, when it's so fucked up, he can't even believe it. He's like, I gotta show Greg this fucking shit. I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? It's nutty.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's so many. Well, first of all, because some of the things are funny, like Batman showing up to a rally, or Spider-Man showing up, or, you know, a girl twerking for the cops. It just, but then some of it is like you get into this like InfoWars, which is like, who's behind this? And next, is Antifa? Who's backing Antifa? I'm just like, I can't. I got to give someone else's opinion on this. This is crazy. Like.
I know, but see, I just like, you know what, I don't even, because like one guy was like, it's a comedian we know, and there's a couple of comics, it's so funny, some of the comics that have gone off the deep end during this, and it's certainly not the ones I thought it was going to be, but then some are like, but one of them, you know, he's like, this is right out of the George Soros playbook, and I'm like, dude, you, okay.
I know.
Like, your whole theme is smoking weed, okay? I'm not going to all of a sudden be like, go on, George Soros. Yeah. Like, it's just such – well, I mean, I love the guy, and everyone's allowed to think whatever you want. I'm not judging. I'm not – you know, you think – if it's what you think, you're allowed to think that. I mean, I posted some very, you know, stuff I truly believe, so I get that. But some of it is just – it's just kind of funny.
I think the issue is that there's like 10 different things going on right now. It's not just, I mean, obviously police brutality, huge problem, okay? You know, but then there's like systemic racism, also problem. But then there's people looting, fucking terrible problem. Like, these people are not looting, and they're not looting for George Floyd. A lot of these people are like rich white kids pulling up in SUVs at the Nike store. You can't tell me that's because they're oppressed. It's just like, what the fuck?
No, they're people taking advantage of chaos. But if you think about it, so are the politicians. So, I mean, both sides. I'm not saying
of course, but one guy said he was protesting because Scottie Pippen was underpaid. I'm like, that's not why you're getting. Like, I mean, it's
and
a
the
great
looting thing. The looting thing was never part of it, and it, you know, it was a. Luckily, they managed to. I mean, that part of it kind of went away, so that the good part of it could continue.
Well, that moment, when the National Guard came, it seemed like people were stopping looting. All of a sudden, like tanks, you know. But and then there's a whole like, let's defund the police. No, we're not. That's a terrible idea. I'm sorry. You can't.
You know, it's so funny. I gotta tell you. I know. oh, I see that. I'm like, that's a bad idea. That's very dangerous. I mean, see, because that's the thing. I mean, when you need the police, you need the police.
Yes.
And what you don't want to do is have to wait for the police to come from two towns over. It's an emergency. And to me, that particular idea, even though it seems like Minneapolis is trying to do something like it, I think that idea might be a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction.
How long does the Mall of America come down with the first day police is defunded? It's going to be a free-for-all.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. I mean, now, what if you're like, listen, we're just going to build something else. Are these going to be motivated officers now with they knowing that you're just moving on without them? Or are they going to see shit going on going, I don't fucking care, kill it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it is we talk about the thin blue line, and yeah. It's the thin blue line between civility and chaos.
Somebody said that the police are going to be replaced with social workers with notepads and podcast conspiracy people are gonna like solve crime.
I mean, I believe we need to have those resources too, and I certainly think we get taxed enough to have those resources. But I think that's like a second layer. You know, cop shows up, he identifies the situation and saying, okay, we need a social worker. Then you send in a social worker. You don't send in a social worker as your first response. You know, like, so I understand there's a domestic disturbance. I was hoping, let's just talk about it rationally. I brought what I call the talking candle. Whoever holds the candle is the one that can talk. Like, no, that's not realistic, unfortunately, in my mind. I'm not an expert, but to me, you know, at first glance, knowing reading the one article I read online about it, I think that.
How do you feel while you're beating your wife? Like, what are you thinking right now?
Exactly. It's like, what do I got to do to stop you from punching her now? You know, like.
That's horrible. I shouldn't be laughing, but it's just such a terrible idea. I'm laughing, you know.
And I'm with you on that. And I think there's room for both. The allocation should be made for both to exist. But I think it's very dangerous when you say we need less cops. I mean, believe me, when you need a cop, you need a cop right now.
You need to pay cops twice as much so that more people want to become cops, so you get a better qualified police officer.
I agree with that, and I think another thing, you know, is you have to make it easier to fire the bad ones.
Yeah, 1,000%. That guy had like 17 fucking charges against him.
Talk about crazy comedian. One comedian I thought had a very good idea, which again I'm no expert, but he was like, you know, they have the three strikes law for the criminals. You should have for the cops too.
You should really have it should be a one-strike law for the cops as well.
Okay, fine. But again, there should be some kind of, you know, okay, nope, that's it. You're done. That's the rule. One strike, you're out, you know. Yeah. And I think maybe you would have to say three strikes because there's nobody getting arrested that's going to give you a good Yelp review.
Of course.
If they know, they could just make shit up. So, I mean, I think you got to give a little leeway there too, you know, but at a certain point, you got to be like, listen, no, we're done with you. You're not professional. And it just has to be easier to get rid of the bad ones.
For a guy with ADHD right now, which is me, I mean, it's just like, it's just one thing after another. First of all, like, and the celebrities, like Madonna, you see what Madonna did? She had her son who's a black son who's like maybe 50. And he was dancing to Michael Jackson. And she posts, this is his response for the end racism. And the comments are like, from black people, like, what the fuck is, how is this going to solve anything? And he was dancing to Michael Jackson, which is like, thank you. Pedophilia is still a problem for reminding everybody. But like, what? Like, out of touch celebrities, even the celebrities that are willing to like, bail people out of jail for protesting, because the line of protesting and loading right now is also kind of thin. And what like, look, if you're on the front line, like Nick Cannon or other celebrities or, you know, that's awesome. If you're sitting at home in your fucking mansion saying, I'll write out a check to bail you out of jail. That's not cool. To me, that's just like either you put up or what are you doing? You know?
I think it just shows that, I mean, this is a perfect storm, this whole situation. I mean, you know, the people, it was already a pressure cooker, and then it just needed the one incident to send everything out of control. But at the same time, this is an issue that is finally being fully addressed. So there is the upside of that.
I know. You know? I know, but I know. You're right. You're right. All right, let's get it.
And again, I'm no expert. The whole defunding the police kind of feels like you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
It's crazy. That's crazy. First of all, California said he's going to cut the police by $150 million in California. It's like,
but he had already done that. I think he'd already done that. I don't think there was
an active shooter yesterday in North Hollywood, like right by the Ha. Like, who are you going to call when that happens? Like, I mean, what?
Agreed. I know. And that's the thing. It becomes about response time, because an emergency response time is everything. And you can only have an adequate response time if there's adequate patrolling.
They have to be out there in your neighborhood.
Otherwise, it's going to be very bad for everybody.
That's the thing. It's like, I feel like the world right now, it's everything is either or. It's like, no, a lot of things could be bad at the same time. You could be against police brutality. You could be against systemic racism. You could be against stupid celebrities. You could be against Antifa. You could be against the Proud Boys. You're allowed to be against everything. It doesn't have to be, I support Antifa. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks it has to pick a side. And it's okay to have... It's crazy. It's fucking crazy right now.
And then celebrities
that are even speaking up. Like Mark Wahlberg said something like Black Lives Matter. Okay. And also Black Lives Matter wants to defund the police. Okay. I'm for some of the stuff Black Lives Matter, but then also I'm not for defunding the police. Mark Wahlberg says something and all of a sudden he gets killed yesterday on Twitter because he committed a hate crime when he was 15. He blinded a Vietnamese person. He went around saying the N-word, beating people up. And once again, awful, but it was 35 years ago. People change. That's the whole fucking point. Same thing with George Floyd. George Floyd held a pregnant girl with a gun to her belly. Still doesn't make it right what happened. People are saying, well, he was an asshole. Yes, people probably at that time he was an asshole. People change. Ice-T was a pimp and a bank robber at one point. Okay?
Yeah.
And now he's an activist. People are allowed to change. It's like almost like you're saying, well, because you did this, you can't say that. Well, you know what? You're gonna have Sage Northcutt say stuff for everybody because no one's gonna be able to fucking say anything. You're gonna have to find the one person who did something fucking wrong.
Well, and that's the thing, and everybody is so holier than thou. Like, they haven't made mistakes. Everybody has something that is regrettable in their life that they would rather not be discussed. But you know what? You know, they act like it'll never turn on them. They act like it'll never come back to them. And it will. Everybody at some point, you know, that says anything, they're eventually going to go, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's all put our, like you said, why do you have to choose sides? Why is it always, let's all just put our swords away. And that's the thing, the peaceful protest, you know, no looting, but the peaceful protest. I mean, it's peace. So long as it's peaceful, you know, I think that it's an amazing, I think it's amazing anyway. It's just horrible that it was tainted for a few days with that negative downside.
Well, yeah, but it was also, they killed five people, at least.
The cops?
The cops killed people, and the rioters killed fucking...
I know, the cops, that's the other thing. So, I mean, I know.
It's all bad. Anyway, let's talk about...
It's all bad.
Let's talk about legitimate fights. All right, so...
Which was also all bad.
No, there were some good fights.
There were some good fights. I should say, I was saying this earlier, not a pay-per-view quality fucking...
Really?
You know.
All right. Let's say the Nunez-Spencer fight. We'll start with the main one. That fight should have been stopped.
Garbage.
In the third round. I mean, look, I like Felicia Spencer, but it looked like a soccer mom was fighting a pro athlete.
Totally. Oh my God. Exactly. The physical difference you could see it from the jump. You're like, ugh.
But Felicia's a good fighter. She's a good fighter.
Not a good fighter, but I mean, it just, and this is my thing. When it comes down to this, she's the greatest of all time. It's like, yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like, you know, who did she, you know what I mean?
Cyborg.
There's only one to two other, Cyborg. That's what I'm saying. There's only one to two other good fighters at a time in women's fighting.
I would disagree with that.
And again,
I would disagree because she beat Ronda Rousey. She beat Cyborg. She beat Miesha Tate. She beat Jermaine Randamie. She beat Sarah McMahon. Those are all five really good fighters. She beat Valentina.
But most of those women were on the downside of their fight career when they fought.
Holly Holm. I mean, that's yeah. But what do you want? But it's not just that she beat them; it's the way she beat them.
But this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's at the same time you're rarely having her apexing at the same time as somebody else. You know, it's just not the way that women's fighting seems to work. These women rise and fall super fast, and I just don't think it's the same. You know, for the glory.
Fuck, Greg. Greg, you got.
Sorry
me?
About that. Yes, back. We're back.
Yeah, I understand. You know what's funny though? Like, they actually asked Dana White about that. They were like, "Who's next?" I mean, do you put her against Senator Henry Cejudo? Because I don't think that's going to go very well. People think that Cejudo might lose that fight.
Because everybody doubts a short guy. As one, let me tell you, everybody, no matter what you do, no matter how many belts you win, they're still like, she can beat that little guy.
But I don't know. But look, Dana was like, well, we were saying that about Anderson Silva and we were saying that again about somebody else, like who's going to, you know, go against them and John Jones. But John Jones still's undefeated. He's like, there's always somebody around the corner. I don't know in this case that that's true.
That's what I'm saying. You can't even find another decent fighter for her to fight. Like, it's like, and I'm just saying that the way that they just act like, and it's like, I mean, yes, but I mean, she's varsity beating up on eighth graders.
I don't know about that. I mean, look, I hear you. I hear you. I understand what you're saying. She's that much better. But at the same time, also, they should have stopped that fight. Because by the third round, you were like, what's the point of her getting punched in the face over and over and over again?
Yeah, completely. Completely. She was just tagging her up. It was all at will. You know what the thing was? I mean, I thought it was clear she was enjoying it. Like, Amanda like was keeping it going like a cat with a mouse that is but they're enjoying fucking, like, there was a smile on her face on some of those exchanges.
Dude, I threw my towel at my TV. I was like fucking I honestly walked out of the room. Like, I'm like, I can't watch this. My wife's like, never, like I'm the one who ordered it. I'm like, I can't watch this shit. I'm doing laundry. Like, I honestly,
and again, that comes, I didn't think it was enough of a card to warrant $65 or whatever it is. I wasn't going
to
do it.
I didn't want to see her get beat up. So I was just like, this is not – like, at a certain point, you watch some fights, you're like, this person has a shot of coming back. I didn't see any chance. I mean, she had no offense for her. I mean, even if she was landing, we're like, it wasn't much on him. Aljamain Sterling looked fucking great. So happy for that guy.
Oh, he looked fantastic. I mean, he looked – dominant, man. He made that Corey guy look not so good.
And then Alvin's a guy that when he was on vacation, he came out and helped coach my wrestling team for free for the day.
Listen, I remember when we had him on the podcast and he came into studio with, and I think it was with his brother. And the physical difference between that Aljamain that we met, what, 3 years ago now? Two, 3 years? Yeah. And the guy that was the thing that stuck out to me. When he got in that ring, I was like, oh, this guy's gotten bigger. Not just better. He's just filled out more than he had been then. And it showed immediately. The second they started fighting, I'm like, this guy, his power is twice what it used to be.
I'll tell you who impressed me a lot was Sean O'Malley. Even though he was appropriating a bag of Skittles, he was...
I was thinking, dude, we've had the multicolored afro has been like a staple of you know, the costume shops every Halloween for decades. It's the 70s.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck it, I'm growing my own. Like, he's like, this is an all year round look.
And then he put him in cornrows too.
And then he put it in cornrows. And then the other guy had his fucking, I was like, is this the battle of the costume bandits? What is that? Put him in your nose.
He looked like a 1920 bare knuckle boxer. Like,
he really did. It was fantastic. It was fun to watch for the few seconds it was on.
And he hit me up afterwards because I was like, "Yo, man, you know, keep your head up." Because I like Eddie. He's a fireman, good dude, like just a smart guy. And he's like, "Don't be making any jokes about me being cross-eyed, please," or something. And I was like, "Come on, man." He's like, "I'm kidding. I love your shit." And I sent him that like picture. I posted a picture of a bare knuckle boxer, and I'm like, anyone looks great for his age or something. And he was like, that's funny. But he even said after the thing, he was like, man, that was my first intro to the Sugar Sean show, which is very humbling. I mean, shit, I don't know. Sean's, you know, I think at the beginning I was like, well, how's he going to do on the ground? How, what's going to be with his ground game, you know? And
yeah,
his ground game is getting so much better. I watched it in that, they had some like 5-on-5 jiu-jitsu thing on Fight Pass on a Polaris. O'Malley's the real deal. And the thing about him was afterwards, cause I had him on the podcast and he seemed like he was angry to be there. Like he was like answering all the questions and being respectful, but I'm like, this guy doesn't like me. But he acted the exact same way with Joe Rogan. He has that like pissed off, like his personality just doesn't match his look. You know?
Right, right, right. His look seems whimsical, but then he's like all angry and shit.
Yes, I was happy the way he was acting toward Rogan. I'm like, oh, I guess that's just him.
You know what the thing is though, is like, I think this type of body style, this long, you know, long reach, long, but really strong, skinny, you know, we saw it in John Jones. You know, we've seen it in a couple guys, and I feel like that's the new thing now, is to have that extra range that, you know, and the length helps in the legs on the ground, you know, when you can throw up that leg triangle and shit, and the body lock, I mean, those longer legs help. And so I think this body type, you know, is kind of really the prototype for the better fighters these days.
Well, he's been doing this weird, funky karate style Muay Thai hybrid for years. So it's not like he's just learning these crazy YouTube type moves, you know. He's gonna be tough to beat. I was a believer before, but now I'm really getting to become a believer. I'll tell you who I was happy for was Cody Garbrandt, because that dude, when he lost twice to Dillashaw, and Dillashaw was taking EPO, and it was like, ah, man. And then he lost again, and he came back. That punch, that was like 3 years of just oppressed dude. Cody Garbrandt.
The best part about it was that the bell was right on the punch. It was almost like the punch, like someone made the video and put in a sound effect of someone getting their bell rung. Because it was just like, bing!
I'll tell you.
I was like, that's just genius. And I was like, what happens if that's like a half second later and they say it's after the bell? Is it then just a TKO instead of a KO?
No, it kind of happened with Hector Lombard, actually, and CB Dolloway. It was, like, so far after the bell, but it was sort of, like, in motion that they disqualified Hector for punching after the bell. The thing about Cody, though, was I think that he's a little bit, like, his chin hasn't held up in the last three fights. He got knocked out by Dillashaw twice, and he got knocked out as a fight after that. I think he's a better fighter because of it, because he's not as reckless as he was. Before he was just doing, he was so
right. Yeah, so he was definitely. I definitely felt he was less of a brawler in that fight than he usually is.
And I think actually him actually knowing that he's human and can get knocked out has actually helped his fighting in some weird way. You know, Mark Patalo, who we're having on tomorrow against Charles Byrd, he threw some crazy body shots. He was the guy with the earrings, the big hoop earrings.
Yeah.
He looked really good. Rocco against Magny. Rocco had that fight. He just gassed.
I was going to say, in my mind, I thought Rocco won. I thought he won 2-3.
I thought Rocco won 1-2. He lost three. Definitely lost three. He lost three hands down. But he won 1-2.
No. I meant those. I thought he won the first round. You thought he won 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe that's what it was. But I thought he was definitely won 2 out of the 3 rounds. I thought he was going to get his hand raised. I was surprised. Yeah. And I think Neil was also a little surprised to get his hand raised.
I think so too. I remember I met Neil Magny and I was like, hey, I wrote a joke about you. And I'm like, he's like, what is it? I'm like, most likely to skip legs day. And he looked at me, he didn't laugh at all. It was one of those things where I like moonwalked away. I was like, well, nice to meet you. I was like that way.
But again, he's one of those skinny, strong, you know, longer reach guys, just like Bruce Leroy. I mean, it's like, which that fight, oh my God. Oh, wait. First of all, also that Neil, in my mind, the Neil Magny, Hector Lombard fight is still one of the best, craziest fights. It like stands out in my mind. As 15 minutes of I can't fucking believe what's happening. Yeah. You know?
The Bruce Leroy fight against Chase Hooper, I wanted to call Child Services.
Because it's so ridiculous. But he didn't put him out either, which was kind of weird, you know, that he let it go on. But you got to give it, the kid's tough. But, I mean, it seemed like that's really all he had.
he's great at jiu-jitsu. I mean, he's a really good at jiu-jitsu. He's a boxer in jiu-jitsu. But you need more than that. You can't just, like, every one of his fights, he gets the shit beaten out of him, ends up on the ground and beats the guy. And that's not going to
really, well, again, that's that long limb thing. You could definitely see it with when he was trying to get the, you know, getting the legs around and trying to get him into a triangle and stuff like that. I mean, that's where the long leg thing, again, the long range. But I mean, his body just seemed so underdeveloped still. It just seemed like he was, like you said, like some, you know, who dropped this kid somewhere? There's a bus that's driving around yelling his name out the window, you know, "James, we're leaving, let's go, James," you know, like.
He's funny though. I mean, he's funny because, like, he's the guy, he went up to Hector Lombard. No, he went up to Masvidal and was like, "Why'd you beat up my dad, Ben Askren?" And Masvidal was like, "Wait, he goes, "Is it really your dad?" And he's like, "No." And he Masvidal got pissed. It was like funny. He was like, he really felt bad. But like, so then he like tweeted, "Sorry to let you down, dad, but at least I have mom's chin." Right? Like,
he's that's kid, pretty good.
It's really funny. And then he says,
"Well, yeah, I mean, the kid did take some shots, man. He took a lot of shots and he was still there. He was a he was a gamer."
So then he wrote, "To all you clowns telling me how much money I cost you," which is like, fuck you. You lose money on a fighter. Like, don't tell them you lost money on them. Like, why would you do that? Like,
why? Because he didn't get knocked out?
No, people bet on him winning and he lost. Oh. And then people had to hit him up and say, "Hey, you know, you cost me money." Like, fuck you guys. Like, that's not cool. Like, you know, like, that's especially a 20-year-old kid that's trying his hardest. But he writes, "I care as little about your financial situation as you do about my health and well-being. I'm the one who has to fight my ass off and then limp to the airport the next day. I owe you shit. Have a good day." So that's what he
– oh, that's cool. Yeah. And you know what? I loved what Alex said after the fight. He was like, "I know who I am. I know my record's been rocky, and I know that you guys see me as like a stepping stone." You know, when he addressed that directly, he's like, "But I'm coming." I loved it. I thought that was really – it was very self-aware of him to say those words.
Yeah, no, the thing is, well, he's so inconsistent, though. Like, I love Bruce Leroy, but he's just got to put it together. He can't log on. All right, so Hector Lombard can't log in.
What's up, people? There is no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partner, Bet Online. Sports are slowly making its way back with the UFC, NASCAR, and soccer leading the way. Bet Online has all the best odds and lines for the upcoming matches this weekend. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening every day live for you to check out. Looking for something else other than sports? Huh, we got you. BetOnline has hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and all the best props in the business. Visit betonline.ag or use your mobile device and join now to receive your new welcome bonus and start playing today. BetOnline. Your online sports book expert. Bam.
So, all right. And then, all right. Other fights that went on this week were, okay. Now, that being said, after the fight, Conor McGregor retired.
I loved your joke, by the way. You had the best joke about that when you were like, Conor McGregor came out of retirement to announce that he's retiring from fighting.
Which is like, doesn't that seem like that's what's going on right now? And then John Jones retired and Masvidal and Dana White's just like, fuck it. You want to retire? Retire. Like, either you roll with me or you don't. Right now we're losing all kinds of money. What do you want from me? You know?
Well, and that was the other thing. It was such the obvious, like, oh, look at me. I'm still the king of MMA. Oh, hey, look who it is.
So we got Hector Lombard. Hector, how are you, man?
I'm good.
Good, good, good.
I don't want to talk about fighting. I want to talk about politics only.
All right. Whatever you want to talk about, you will talk
about.
Because,
you know, this is a thing. This is a thing. Okay?
Yep.
You hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a thing. Okay? If the country goes to shit, all sports, including MMA, is going to shit.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm so into politics and I'm so into defending what is right.
Right.
Because when this shit is over, sports are over, everything is over.
Right.
And people think like, oh, you know, I'm just worried about sports. Keep worrying about sports, you know, what about putting what you think out there. And don't be like all these freaking entertainers that are owned by, you know, a group of people.
Right.
Okay. All these elite entertainers are owned by the elite.
So what do you think?
And they cannot even say shit about anything. They just have to shut up and obey. And I don't want that to happen to America. I don't.
Of course. Of course. Now, Hector, you came from a socialist country, a really bad area.
And I see it happening here. I already start seeing the same shit that's happening here.
So do you think Antifa, that's what they want? They want socialism? They want communism?
They want even worse than that. Because I'll tell you this way. In countries like Cuba and Russia, you're not gonna be forced to do things they already see that's happening over here. You know what I mean? Like they're right. Forcing already people to do things they don't even want to do, and that's gonna be even worse.
But you do think police?
By the way,
that do you think police brutality is a problem?
Listen, I will tell you one thing. Okay.
Yeah.
They've been cooking food for a long time. And then the food is already about to eat. Okay? They've been with a narrative of police brutality. There's a lot more people dying in the streets. There's a lot more black people getting killed against each other.
Right.
But they don't put in that point. They don't put in that on social media. There was five black people, including a police officer, that got murdered.
Right.
But another black person. Do they put that in the news? Do they put that on TV? No, they didn't. Because it doesn't fit for the narrative that they want to put up.
Right. Right.
It doesn't fit with the agenda that they have.
Now, I saw a picture of you with a huge rifle, a huge shotgun.
I have all kinds of rifles. I have all kinds of shit. Because once, shit gonna get worse. And you can see already, okay? You see already, like, all these governors, dictator governors, they use the police to put you in jail when you want to go to the beach. But now it's okay to go and do a fucking chaos in the street.
Right.
It's okay now. Few weeks ago, if you decide to go to the beach, you would be put in jail.
That is ridiculous. Greg, you got to admit
that. And they use the cops. They use the cops, but now they don't need the cops. They use the cops to do the dirty job for them. And now everyone blames the cop. They should blame the governors because the governors are the one that pass out fucking stupid rule. But right. Nobody blames the governors. A cop cannot put you in jail if you don't have an order.
Right.
He just follow order. A cop is a soldier.
So you're for defunding the police?
What do you say?
I'm kidding. Because you think defunding the police is a bad idea, right?
Come on, man. Come on. Are you real or are you just
of course. It's a terrible idea. And I think it's a terrible idea.
It is purposely put in there. You know why? Because you want chaos. They want chaos. To say like, oh, you know, under you know, Donald Trump president, see, the whole country was in chaos. And take a look what they did, okay? They made everybody mad, you know, getting locked down for a few months, no food, basically, you know, stay inside. You couldn't barely eat because you fucking, it's no money. They make everybody angry. If you're an alcoholic, you become a drug addict. If you're a drug addict, you become like, who knows? People were fucking going crazy.
So what's your
and then they just you know pushing the buttons when you're already mad, when you're already so pissed off, they're pushing the narrative of racist.
Now, when you say they, who?
Just because one police officer. Well, every police officer is no bad. Every white right. person is no bad. And now I see motherfuckers going on the knees and apologizing to fucking black people. Fuck you. I don't want to deal with you if you do that.
Right. Right. That's a little weird. It's
fucking wrong. What do you fight for? What are you fighting for? For equality, right? Is that equality? That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
What is that? That is unifying for equality now then. It's garbage. Oh, you know, we fought for equality. Okay, now this guy's bending on the knees. Is that equality?
No.
That's garbage. I will spit on anybody who fucking do that shit.
Yeah, no, you're
shame
not.
Shame on anybody. Gotta go on your knees and fucking apologize for what? That happened hundreds of years ago.
Greg?
And this is what's going on with this fucking country, man. It's dry by this fucking media. It's funded by all these fucking elites. And they do whatever the fucking elites want. And nobody can fucking see that shit.
Well, I mean, you can see it. So what's the answer?
The answer's very simple, man. The answer's very fucking simple. Don't fucking listen to fake news. They're fucking a lying dog. Everything they say is fucking garbage and it's a lie. Including the coronavirus. It was a fucking liar. This fucking liar is a fucking, you know, like, have you ever seen somebody next to you that really died out of coronavirus?
I've seen people get sick, but not die.
Yeah, you got sick because the 5G was fucking you up. Oh, and guess what? The towers are all installed.
Yeah.
Wait. Because the shit is coming.
All right. So
wait.
So who should we listen to?
We should be listening, first of all, you should be listening to common sense. How the fuck are you going to lock me up? And all my immune system is going to go low.
Yeah.
And say, like, oh, you know, we're going to give you some money, some food money. No, I don't want your fucking food money. I want to fucking work for my money. I want to go out there and work. Fuck you with your fucking handouts. There's a reason why. There's a reason why they're doing that shit. And I was sending you links and I was sending you photos for you to see how much in trouble we are.
I believe it. Hector. My eyes are open.
We are about to fucking be a slave for real. Everyone. Walking around with a chip in your fucking ass.
Does it have to be in the ass? Because if I have a choice, I think I'd rather choose
It will be whatever the fuck they want it to be. How about that? The same way that they put the mask in your face, it would be nothing.
All right, well.
Walking around with a mask in your face. And say, like, oh, the new normal. The new fucking normal. The new normal is like, you motherfucker, shut up and you will do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, you're not standing
for it. That's the new normal.
Well, you're not standing for it, Hector. I'm with you, man. This is all very strange. Everything that's going on.
Everything is fucking weird as fuck. And it's going to get weirder.
But
if you don't wake up and everybody wake up, you got to be passing bullshit like, oh, you know, we all fucking, man, we 2 weeks ago, we all united. We all together. We are standing on this fucking garbage virus all together. 2 weeks later, we are divided. How the fuck that happened?
I don't know. I mean, well.
Oh, we all on this together. We all on this together. Let's stay home. The new normal, stay home. And now they're fucking up your ass. You couldn't go to the beach. I'm telling you, man, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. And people that say understand how fucking fucked up we are. And then on top of that, we got all these countries, right? Run by this, you know, fucking elite, obviously. Okay? That they hate us. They fucking hate us. So we inside here fighting with each other, and the whole world outside waiting for us to fucking crumble.
Right, and we can't let that happen. I'm not letting that happen. No way. No way.
How are you stopping it, Adam? How are you?
I'm hanging out with Hector.
The biggest fucking enemy of this country is the fake news. They follow whatever they tell them to say, and they follow whatever they don't care about you.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. They don't care about you. And all these elite fucking performers or whatever you want to call it, when it comes to athletes and when it comes to fucking actors, shame on you if you listen to the bums and the bullshit that they say.
I mean, bailing
shame
out.
Shame on anybody.
It's like bailing out the
person. They just follow rules. They just follow rules. Oh, you know, say this and that's it. And, you know, the funny part is I don't see nobody, no athlete, nobody that stand up on his own and say, like, well, I just don't like this. I just want to say my own shit.
Some are, and then they're getting killed, you know.
And now I'm asking you, why?
I think it is sort of a sheep mentality. I think people are...
No, because the elites, we fucking now, push you to the corner.
Hector, when you say the elites, who are the elites? I'm just wondering.
Who are the elites. You know the stupid. You know who are the elites.
I really don't.
A small group of people that control the whole country and they control the whole world. How about that?
Okay. Understood.
But obviously, a lot of people uneducated with that shit. It's a lot of people uneducated with that.
You think of like talking about George Soros? Is that what you're talking about?
Man, he worked for them probably, yeah.
That's a lot of time. I feel like it's all bad right now. Like everything, but there's a lot
of... It's gonna get worse. It's good versus evil.
I'm good.
It's good versus evil, and shame on every pastor out there, and shame on every fucking motherfucker they're talking and saying like, oh, you know, I'm religious. You know, you got this man, Donald J. Trump, fighting for you, and open your church and say like, oh, we cannot allow this to happen. We cannot allow this to happen. We gotta open up churches. We gotta open up all religious. We gotta open all that thing up. And now they keep bashing him. He's fighting for you.
But you got to admit, gassing the people when he was making a speech to hold the Bible, that wasn't good. You have to admit that wasn't good, right? Gassing the protesters, that wasn't good.
Bro, you know, the thing is that very simple, okay?
Yeah.
If you're in a fight and you got to get mad at me because I punch you, fuck you. We're in the fucking fight, okay? These protesters want to just jump in the house and break the White House and break everything across. You got to be order. If you win the fight, win the fight.
Yeah, but there's
It was no peaceful protest out there. It was no one, not even one. There was no one protest. Good protests.
Don't you think there's a lot that's different? There's peaceful protesters, which I support. Then there's looters and rioters, which I don't support.
Yes, I support a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
And you know, and what happened was like a really bad thing.
Right.
And I understand that like, the people should be protesting because I was the first one to post that video. I was like, fuck, this shit is fucking bad.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. How the fuck is that guy's a human being? How the fuck you can do that? I was mad at. But wait, don't fucking loot and don't fucking break shit.
Yeah, of course.
Don't fucking do shit. That's wrong.
Yeah, we all agree with that.
And it was the only time the country was united because we all were in the same clothes, in the same, we all were together at that time. They're like, you know what, fuck it. That's fucking wrong, eh?
Right.
It's wrong. Shit wrong. And we all agree. We all agree in it.
But then
that was wrong.
But then idiots hijacked the whole cause and used it to break shit and just all kinds of stuff and burn buildings and shoot cops. And that was terrible.
So what you got to do, like, oh, you know, say to the guy, hey, don't do that. You got to do something. You got to, you know, gas the guy or do something for the guy to stop.
Right.
Oh, what you do? I just let him burn everything. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with the common sense of people here.
It's gone. Common sense is gone.
It is fucking gone. And I'm telling you what, man. I'm crying out for this country. I'm crying out for this country because honestly, shit that is coming is you had no fucking idea. And you know what? I'm okay. You know, I just feel sorry for my daughter.
Of course.
Because I at least got to live a long life. And I don't care to die tomorrow. I don't give a fuck.
I don't want
but,
you to die.
You know, I just feel sorry for my daughter. You know, like, we live in the most beautiful country in the whole planet. And the division is created by fucking the fake media because the interests are on the people that put in the money to fucking say whatever they fucking feel like it. It's funny that, you know, people believe in it.
Of course.
Believe in fake news. They never give you an accurate shit.
Yeah.
They never accurate at anything. From the virus to the impeachment to anything that have to do with Trump. Never, ever, ever they've been accurate one beat. Ever. Yeah. And the people still believing in them. The people still watching them. It's a joke, man.
Hector, I totally understand where you're coming from. I completely understand. It's There's so much going on right now.
And now the funny thing about it is like you have a guy that he actually was racist. Joe Biden was racist. He pushed for mass incarceration. He was the founder. He was the creator. He even said himself. Mass incarceration for black people. He did it. Hanging out with the KKK and doing all kind of shit. But he has the media behind. So people looking at him as a different way. And then this guy who's fighting for you, this guy who's fighting for black people, this guy that is doing the best for the country, is getting evilized.
Well, listen, Hector, it was great talking to you, man. It was great.
And Hector, I have to say something really quickly here. Because I completely agree with your right to feel the way that you do and to think the things that you do. And I you know, your passion is unparalleled and I understand it. But I have to say that I'm one of those people who fundamentally disagrees with a lot of what you're saying. But to that point, there are certain points that you make that I do agree with. And for me, I think we need to focus more on the things we can agree about than the things we disagree about, you know? But I appreciate your passion, but I can't sit here and, you know, you're going off. And again, I respect that, you know, but I can't remain completely silent and get out of this and feel like in some way I tacitly agreed with it.
All right. So let me ask you a question. Besides you calling Donald Trump a racist, okay, and homophobe and all that crap, okay, name me something that he really had done bad.
Well, okay, let's talk about, you want to talk about fake, he created a fake economy. What we were looking at in economy is called laissez-faire economics. It's massive deregulation coupled with massive debt. Essentially, you're creating a false economy that collapses once you're gone. The fact of the matter is the virus came along and it collapsed a lot sooner.
Let me ask you a question.
That collapse
Obama regulated every fucking business, and that's what Democrats do. They regulate every business
agreed,
to the point
completely.
That you get obfuscated.
Yes. Totally. And I agree in balanced regulation. I don't like Democrats. Let me be clear. I don't like Republicans. I don't like Democrats. And I agree that there was overregulation, but you can't have massive deregulation either. You take the brakes off a car and it's going to go faster, but it's also going to fucking crash. You still have to have brakes applied at the necessary time.
But it hasn't crashed yet though, right?
What? It's completely crashed.
Well, what the economy you're saying?
Yes. Yeah,
but that's because of the virus.
Right, that's because of the virus, agreed. What I'm saying is it would have, but probably after he was no longer.
You don't know that for a fact, though. You're saying it would have, but you don't know that.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Than any other time. He's bankrupting the government the way he did most of his businesses.
Let me ask you a question. Who do you really think that unleashed that fucking virus?
Okay. The source of the virus is going to be a matter of historical debate.
Okay,
But listen, there's still 108,000 dead Americans that say it was real. And we succeed. I think that the sacrifice you made, that we all made to flatten the curve, worked. And I think that, but to say that, you know, those rules were bullshit.
You know, it was like millions of people marching. There's millions of people marching.
And I'm very scared about that.
And nobody got sick of it.
Wait 2 weeks. Wait 3 weeks. We got to see where this is going.
Let's wait. Yes. Don't make a comment about that.
Exactly. Yes, okay. Let's wait and see what happens, because we have already begun to see spikes in places that they've done this, including Tennessee and Georgia. We're beginning to see the results of the things that opened up a lot faster in those states over the Memorial Day weekend. So these things are spiking, and it's not the biggest news story because of the fact that we are dealing with the protests and whatever else. Okay, but let's also go back to the idea that Trump is fighting for churches. He's not fighting for churches. He is pandering to a religious base. Now, I listen, I'm the son of two ministers. I've read every word of the Bible. And when I look at that man, I see a man who does not live by faith, doesn't know a word that's in that book. And when he holds it like a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I'm sorry, but that's what I see.
Listen, you don't have to say sorry for me, because at the end of the day, we're living it, you know, at the moment.
Yeah.
It will change, right? But we at least living at the moment where you can have a freedom of expression. And I'm okay with that. And I respect your opinion. And
I respect my opinion
to be respected. And that's how our country was built. Our country was
that's
built.
That's what I'm saying. On, exactly.
Hector, that's why I'm having you on the podcast.
Different opinions.
Hector, that's
on
why
different
I
race. On different. Everything was different.
I couldn't agree more. This is why
I make our country so great. Different nationalities, different races, different ideas, different religions. Yeah. Not one religion, because the people got it wrong. People think like this country was founded by Christianity. It's wrong.
Yeah.
If you take a look, they say like you have the rights to believe in any religion or
any
religion.
It is based on religious freedom.
So
you're right.
It's not based on religious freedom.
You're exactly right.
Knowing one religion, because I see like, you know, when you talk with a Christian, they say like, well, you know, if you're a Muslim, you're not gonna go to heaven. I mean, like, says who?
Totally. Listen, I get it. I'm with you.
If you are Buddha, you know, you die. That's basically why Christianity says. This is wrong.
No, Hector, that's why I have you on the podcast. I want to have different views. We had Gerald Harris.
Sorry about that.
We have you this week. I do think, in Hector's point, that right now it does seem like a way that if you don't agree with somebody, they either cut you off or they cancel you.
And that's wrong too. I agree with that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much that we agree on, and it's more important to focus on that than to focus on the things that we don't agree.
Even like Drew Brees, you know? Drew Brees last week said he stands for the national anthem, right? Okay, I think a better answer might have been like, I respect Kaepernick's decision to not, but also I'm going to. Versus, I think everyone should. However, he got so crucified for having his opinion. And I'm like,
He was still misinterpreting what Colin Kaepernick's thing was. And the misinterpretation was it was about the flag, and it wasn't. It was about police brutality. It was never meant to be disrespectful of the flag. That's not what it was about. And I think it was the fact that he had not been able to see the distinction even now. And I think that's what really got him in the hot water.
Even
you're
if
still
he,
allowed,
even if he did,
if
have,
he had made that distinction more clearly, if he'd said, listen, I will never accept somebody disrespecting the flag, but I see now that Kaepernick was not intending to do that. He was standing up against systemic racism and police injustice. Then people would have been able to accept that statement, but he left that part out.
Yes, at the same time, that's his. He's allowed to do that. And it seems like...
You're right, he is allowed to do that, but at this time, to go out and do that, this is kind of, that's the risk he took,
It's just scary that, like, if you have a different opinion than somebody, all of a sudden everyone's like, cancel you,
Yeah, and it's fucking unbelievable, because at the end of the day, we're living in a country that is supporting that right. You have that right to believe in whatever the fuck you want to believe, to express whatever the fuck you want to express, to have any ideology, whatever you want to do. This is what make this fucking country great. And this is what I like about America. Because I'm born in a country where, if it's not fucking Fidel Castro, you're dead. If it's you don't march in today, you're dead. If you don't say like, oh yeah, Cuba's the best country, you're dead. And I love that about America. And things, little by little, changing. It's switching. And I
right,
see
but where you and I, like, where you and fuck? I differ, where you and I differ is, where we agree is that we see that being eroded. Where we disagree is I think Trump is the one causing the erosion, and you think he's the one protecting it from erosion. And so, but I mean, I'm never going to convince you, and you're never going to convince me. But that's okay too, isn't it?
But you don't think
exactly.
You don't think
that's 100%. You're 100% right. They're right.
But Greg, it was around before Trump. I mean, there was a lot of problems before Trump. You can't just.
Sure. No, absolutely. But when we talk about, I we could go on and on. I don't want to take that.
He does. You got to admit, though, Hector, he does increase the
emulate totalitarian.
He does increase the flames. Even when he was like, no kneeling, you're just like, it's almost, I get it. And I respect his doubling down on.
He has fired every single person that doesn't automatically do exactly what he says. That's what he does. And that's being an autocrat. That's being a dictator. That's what it is. And listen, I mean, it's just in this country, you can't kill him for it.
All right. So I respect your opinion. I hope that you can respect mine. And I hope
completely
at the end of the day, we both have one thing in common. You love America and I love America.
And, absolutely.
And that's the bottom line.
And that's the problem. That's the problem is that like Hector sees that, right? Hector sees that like we both have different agreement. We both disagree, but we both want the greater thing.
The end result should be the same.
I think right now the problem is that people don't see that you want the greater good. I think people say, oh, you disagree with you, then you must be wrong. And it's like, no, we both want something better. We just have different ways
that,
to talk about
that doesn't make a country great.
Right. And no, you're right. Exactly. It doesn't.
This is what
I'm
saying.
Like, uniform does not make a country great. You're 1,000% right. This kind of thing is good. It should be valuable.
You don't want to believe in him? You can believe in something else. He doesn't kill you. You don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope that, I don't know if you believe in God or not. You are entitled to your own opinion. But in my point of view, I believe in God, and I believe there was a creator. And I believe the God say, you can believe in me, you cannot believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I make you free. I make you free thinker. So when you try to change the creator's will, then you have a problem.
You know what also kind of bothers me a little bit is that I want the best, obviously, for black people, equal rights across the board. I don't try to look at color, but I look at people. I don't look at color either.
I look what is right or wrong.
But it does.
I don't give a fuck about color. I have so many different colors in my fucking skin. I got white. My grandfather was white, blue eyes. He come from the fucking from the fucking real barbarians. The real barbarians are called the Lombards. They don't call barbarians. The real barbarians are the Lombards, and I have the same name. And I believe I'm one of the last. And you can look it up. And I remember when my grandfather, he was telling me so many times, race is a son of a bitch. And he was white. And he was criticized by his own family when he married a black woman. And I have so many different colors in my fucking skin, from Chinese to Spanish.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Fucking European. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
But Greg, what
I don't give a fuck about race.
What bothers me is that when a black person says he's a Republican or for Trump, people just go crazy on him. They
it's a joke, what's going on? But anyways, I got to go because, you know, I'm late to the meeting.
All right.
All right. Hector, man.
Yeah, man. Take care, brother. You're the best. Yeah,
you're the best,
and
brother.
I see you. I saw you were looking up when I was saying that I'm a barbarian and you laughing at me. When we finish talk, look it up and look it up and look.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Barbarians, real barbarians are called the Lombards. The real barbarians. Look it up in history. All right, guys. I love you.
Yeah, love you too,
man. Brother. Love you too, man.
All right, that was
Listen, I don't doubt it. I mean, look at
me. I love him. He just reminds me of, remember that scene in Back to School with Sam Kinison?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's the thing, you kept trying to throw it to me, like, Greg? And I'm like, I'm not interrupting this. Are you out of your mind? You got to let him finish. Let him keep going. He's on a roll. Let him get all the way to the end, and then let's back it up and try and make a conversation of it, which we did. And that's what I'm talking about, man. That was positive communication we shared. Although we didn't get to the one thing that I really wanted to talk about with him was the 5G. You know what I mean? This is the thing. For people who are on that side of the argument, which I respect and everything, when they throw in the 5G thing, then it's like, you know, you're only hurting your own argument, because I feel like you take that out of it and you have a far more substantial
truth. Like, 10 years from now,
we may find out in 10 years that it is the fucking 5G. You're right. But at this point, in terms of its connection to this virus, don't get me wrong. I've thought cell phones were giving us fucking brain cancer and ear cancer forever. Okay. I've never thought it was a fully safe thing to be doing. All right.
I'll tell you about the coronavirus. Obviously, it's a real thing. People, doctors, nurses, it's terrible. I think that it was so new, people didn't know how to deal with it. They were worried about it. You know, I think it was a better safe than sorry thing, you know, and then they figured out maybe that it was like older people or people with compromised immune systems. Like they said that like no kids were getting it. You have more chance of dying if you were over the age of 90 than if you were less than 10. It was like kind of a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
But some children did get it. Some children did get it, right? But there's all kinds of conspiracies and this and that. I forgot what I was saying. But with the coronavirus, that being said,
5G.
What was a little strange to me was in the beginning, didn't it seem like everyone who had it was like doing like top, like, okay, phase one. They were all talking like doctors all of a sudden. Like, I got sick. This is what happened. Blah, 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 blah. Day two, this happened, that happened. Day two and a half, day three. It did seem a little bit like people were like writing out exactly what went down, but it just seemed
like— Well, I think that's just a matter of trying to understand it. I mean, when you're up against an unknown enemy, you begin to understand it by accounting for the details. I don't understand how that's.
I just seem like somebody like one of my friends didn't speak English, and all of a sudden he was writing day one and doing doctor terms, and it was just a little bit. No, I'm kidding. That didn't happen. But it just seemed a little bit like everyone. I don't know. There was something strange about.
And I feel that all that it was just panic, man. You know what I mean? The doctors didn't know what we were doing, and when you have something new with no treatment, that's basically a death sentence for anybody. They didn't know how it was transmitted. They didn't know, they couldn't nail down the effects to tell when somebody really had it. You know, there was, so all these mysteries left everybody, including the president, grasping at, you know, is it this? It's this. I've got this. What about that? And what about, you know? I mean, remember they thought it was the raised temperature. Unless you have a temperature, we're not even going to test you. Then it turns out that, you could have everything but the temperature. Like, this thing was so mysterious and continues to be so mysterious. It just, everyone kind of became, you know, these self self-medicating doctors, myself included. I'm no better. I started fucking taking chelated copper because I read some article about how copper has the ability to kill viruses. So I was like, let me eat some, and maybe if I get it, it'll kill it. I mean, I was trying anything too because we were all so scared. So I don't think, that is any great conspiracy and or mystery. I think that's natural human reaction to impending doom.
Do you think Hector should have his own show on Fox News?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you think that would be the most
fun? Listen, let me tell you something. Can I be honest with you, man? Saying what I said initially was the scariest statement of my entire life. Because you're literally staring at a steaming locomotive coming full steam at you, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, I can't just let this, I guess I gotta stand in front of it and hope it doesn't kill me.
I was nervous when I booked him and you because I know where you stand on things and this. And then I thought, well, this might be a very interesting show. I was hoping you wouldn't just get off the show and be like, later, I gotta go. I'm like, but at the same time, I wanted to warn you, but I didn't want you to not do the show because I know you could make it funny and it could be funny and interesting. You handled it perfectly. Like you listened to
him. Well, because I believe that again, we have more common ground than uncommon ground. And that, these conversations, and he said it too, these conversations are good. They're not bad. And once we were able to turn it into a conversation, I thought it was really awesome.
I hate to say it because, like, when it comes to issues like being pro-choice, gay marriage, helping people out as far as, healthcare, I'm liberal. I'm liberal on almost every issue, okay? Except for now defunding the police, absolutely not. But when it comes to people willing to hear the other side, I hate to say it, but it seems like Republicans are willing to hear the side where liberals are like, no, I'm right, you're wrong. Maybe because they have a little bit more,
I honestly think that
they both ways. And the reason I say that is because Republicans, just to play devil's advocate again, I consider myself Democrat or Republican, but it seems like when you try and then have a conversation back, usually a lot of times it devolves immediately into, okay, snowflake, okay, cuck, okay. And then it's like, why did I waste my breath in this moment? Or it turns into, let me send you some links. And then it's, all this shady, and it's like, oh, so it's not from the fake news CNN. That's why you don't believe. And
yeah,
so
but on the other hand, they call you a Nazi.
Exercise in insanity.
But then the other side calls you a Nazi and a racist or a bigot.
I lost you for one second. Hold on.
But the other side calls you a Nazi or a racist. So can you hear me? No? See, now you're not even listening. See, this is exactly what I mean. You stop listening when I
have hold on. I'm fine. This is exactly. There we go. Sorry.
I said, yeah, but the other side calls you a Nazi or a racist or a bigot. So it kind of balances out a little bit.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. So when you say it tends to be more the Democrats, I think it's both sides.
I don't know. I watch MSNBC, right? They almost never have anyone on the right.
Listen, okay, MSNBC, Fox News, same, they're the two sides of the same coin. They're both trying to sensationalize their side.
Yeah, but at least Tucker will have liberals on.
Yes, liberals on, so we can act, high and mighty, just like Bill Maher having on, it's to sit there and be like, okay, it's not really to hear them.
And the sad part is that I think that a majority of America is in the center.
I totally agree. That's why I've started my own political party, because I feel like we are a nation of political refugees right now who are like, I don't believe with that or that.
People are screaming at each other is what it is. Right?
Yes. It's not necessary.
It's like Antifa Proud Boys are the people fucking repping us.
And that's not who most people are. And I feel like most people are looking for the shelter of something new.
So how do I join your party?
Well, I just started it last week.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
I know. And so if you search, we're Your American Party on Instagram, I believe. And so you can start following on it. I haven't posted. We're just getting started. It's something I just started because I honestly, and I'm about to build a website, which will also be youramericanparty.com. And it really is about finding the middle ground, common sense solutions, and completely doing away with these labels of left and right, liberal. And those labels prevent good ideas from becoming realities, you know? And it's born out of the concept that these protests, you know, they still need someone to create the policies to make the smart changes.
That's another problem I have with the protests is that everybody wants to protest, but what are the ideas? Like, okay. Like
what there have been some ideas that have gone out and some of them have been adopted, you know, the anti-choking thing, which I would want to have a deeper discussion about that. And, but again, maybe it's about new ideas. Like we said, the three strikes that are out that applies to the police officers and they've already started developing, you know, the Democrats in Congress have tried to put together the thing that addresses, you know, a lot of these ideas put forward. And obviously, it's not going to get anywhere in the Senate. Donald Trump's never going to sign it. So it's really just theatrics for now, you know, but at least they've put it down on paper and they're like, we need to institute this as a national policy. And I think that's where it needs to go. But again, they're doing it now, you know, where have they been for the last 60 years then? Why is this, you know, why are they just now answering the bell? You know, it took weeks of national protests when they've supposedly been the party of social justice since the 60s. It's been 60 years, and now, that you know what I mean? So that gap, I think, is telling.
What's your take on the fact that, like, the riots seem to be happening in the Democratic part, in the Democratic cities and states versus, because people go, oh, it's the Democratic states that are rioting the most. There are people, things are out of control.
Well, I don't know every. First of all, I would have to know, okay, where are all the cities where this took place? And then, let's be honest,
California,
the biggest city, York, both the biggest Chicago. Cities in, I mean, the biggest cities in America tend to be in blue states. They're blue cities. I mean, that's just a matter of fact, regardless of where it happens. So, I mean, so the likelihood it's going to happen in those cities is just greater.
What do you think that the conspiracy that this was a coup attempted to get rid of Trump?
You know, the conspiracy schmiracy, most of these conspiracies, I'm just like, listen, some turn out to be true, some turn out to be false, but until we, you know, people, the conspiracy theories are flying so fast, so furious, I can't get behind any of them. To me, you could throw, you know who would love it to be all about Trump? Trump. Trump would love it if all they did it just to get me. And it's like, it's not about you, dude.
Here's my issue, though, is that, like, look, I voted for Hillary, okay? At the same time, I thought that, I wouldn't say Trump was being bullied, but I felt like things were being distracted. Like, the whole Russia collusion thing, I was like, let's move on. After it seemed like that drug out 3 years, it was wasting. That was not what Americans really were concerning everyday Americans. Everyday Americans were not. Is Russians colluding with the U.S.? It seemed like all this shit was going on while the Congress was focused on Russia collusion. You know what I'm saying? And people were getting beat up by cops and people. All this other shit that was really actually happening was being distracted by that. You know. Now my issue is that Joe Biden does not get me excited about. You know, like I wish there was a better candidate than Joe Biden.
And again, welcome to the American Party. Because you're right. How can the Democrats fuck it up again like this? First, they fucked it up with Hillary. Now they're doing it again, you know? And the Republicans, the way they've just laid down, you know, they're not supposed to just lay down for the president. They're not supposed to just do whatever he wants, but they've turned into the president's concubines, you know? And anyone that gets out of line gets thrown out.
Well, they don't like Joe Biden. So, the problem is that they don't. Like, I mean, that's the best guy we got is Joe Biden.
Exactly. And this is why I think it's ultimately time to start looking for better representatives that truly, you know, better representatives. You find them, you elect them. Simple as that, you know. But so long as we're dealing with these two political machines that really have very little interest in changing anything, so long as just the two of them get to hold on to power, then we're going to continue to get choices like Joe Biden.
Crazy. It's crazy.
And Donald Trump. I mean, they're both exactly. And listen, the last election was the same way. Everyone in there was choosing between the lesser of two evils. Obama was the last guy that people were really jazzed to vote for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all bad. It's all bad. Well, listen, thanks, Greg. It was great talking to you. Thanks.
I love you, buddy.
Thanks to Hector Lombard. Looking forward to hearing you guys' comments on this one. Take care and have a great day.